This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yesterday we began with the hadith that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that iman consists of 70 odd branches. So the word branches, it implies tree. And in fact, the Quran and Sunnah in multiple verses in a hadith mentions the symbolism of iman with a tree. In a hadith in Sahih Bukhari narrated by Ibn Umar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, he said, there is a tree that resembles the mu'min. Which tree is that? And he gave them a hint. It is evergreen. The Sahaba attempted to guess until they said, you tell us which tree. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the date palm tree is the tree that resembles a mu'min. It is perpetually green. So he compared iman and he compared the mu'min to a date palm tree. And in one hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the mu'min who recites the Quran is like a luscious fruit, a citrus fruit, whose fragrance is sweet and whose taste is sweet. And the mu'min who does not recite the Quran, he is like a date. It is sweet, but it has no fragrance. So once again, a mu'min is compared to a fruit. And in the Quran, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Haven't you seen the example, the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of the kalima tayyiba, of the beautiful kalima? And of course, as Ibn Abbas said, the kalima tayyiba is the kalima of la ilaha illallah. The example is of la ilaha illallah. Allah is saying, haven't you seen this example? Haven't you pondered over the example of the kalima? What is the example? Allah says, the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, is like a beautiful tree whose branches are firmly established and whose roots are firmly established and whose branches tower in the sky. This tree, it gives its fruits throughout the year by the permission of its Lord. And Allah gives examples for mankind so that they can think and ponder over these examples. So the motif of iman and the mu'min being a tree, being a luscious tree, being the date palm tree is explicit in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So the question arises, what is the symbolism? How can we benefit from this analogy of iman being a beautiful tree? And our scholars, Ibn Hajar al-Nawwi, At-Tabari, At-Tabarani, all of them, they have written articles, treatises, explain this hadith, and we'll summarize some of these points, insha'Allah ta'ala. Of the symbolisms and the most explicit symbol, the Prophet himself said, the tree is evergreen. So the mu'min is evergreen. What does it mean, evergreen? It means he's always alive, spiritually alive. Greenness is the sign of life. It is a sign of optimism. It is a sign of hope. When you're walking in the desert, you're tired, you're hungry. You look in the distance, you see a beautiful group of date palm trees. Your spirits will go high. You will feel their safety, their security. So too, the mu'min provides that safety and security, that optimism. As well, the symbolism of the tree. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi, or the Quran tells us that its roots are firmly established. Asluha thabit. And so too, iman, it anchors you in the ground. It gives you meaning in life, stability in life. Life throws many things at you. Problems of this world, social problems, problems of finance, problems of marriage, problems of work. Life is nothing but problems. Iman gives you that stability. It allows you to stand in the wind and the storms of all the problems that come. And Allah says, the roots are firmly established. You have stability. Your agenda is set. You know why you're here. And that is what iman provides you. As well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the branches of this tree are towering in the sky. And the date palm is one such tree that our Prophet ﷺ mentioned. It is, generally speaking, a larger than average tree. It's a beautiful tree. And in fact, as a footnote here, it is a tree that universally is considered to be beautiful. Even in this land, which is not a land of date palms, when it was first introduced 150 years ago by some of the Arabs that had come to trade, introduced in California, they loved it so much. As you know, people in California and Florida began growing the tree trees. Until now, they think this is part of their civilization as well. The date palm is a beautiful tree. It's a majestic tree, universally acknowledged as a beautiful tree. And our Prophet ﷺ compared iman to the date palm. Another benefit as well, and this is a little bit, some of our modern scholars have mentioned, this is not mentioned in the classical books. Our modern scholars have said that it is amazing that iman is compared to a tree, because the tree is the universal symbol of life, and in fact the building block of life. Life as we know it, it begins with the tree. It begins with photosynthesis. It is the oxygen that is given out by the tree that allows us to live. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares iman to the tree. Without the kalima, you have no oxygen. Without the kalima, you have no fruits to pluck. Without the kalima, you have no wood to build your houses, your spiritual houses. Like the tree provides you each and every facet of your life, especially in the Medinan society, their food, their housing, their roof, everything came from the date palm tree. They could not imagine life without the tree. So Allah says the kalima is that tree. There is no life without the tree, without the kalima of la ilaha illallah. You don't have spiritual oxygen without la ilaha illallah. There can be no life of the heart without la ilaha illallah. As well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that its branches are raising high. Our scholars have said this is a symbolism of many things. Number one, izzah in this world. The mu'min has a sense of izzah. He is never going to be humiliated in his heart. Even if the outer forces seem to conquer him, his heart will never be conquered, because he has the izzah that Allah gives him. Also, the symbolism of being raised up, i.e. to Jannah. Iman lifts you up to Jannah. Like these trees, they have their majestic heights. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. As well, the symbolism of a tree being seen from far and wide. No matter where you are, you can see that tree, that its branches are towering in the sky. So too, iman is not going to remain hidden. You cannot hide your iman. It is self-evident in how you act, in how you talk, and how you deal with others. Everything manifests your iman. Iman is not something that will remain hidden in the heart. It will be shown and demonstrated and become a beacon like that tall tree becomes. Also, Allah says in the Quran that the tree is giving you its fruits throughout the year. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the date palm is green throughout the year. So the meaning is that the mu'min is fruitful throughout the year. No matter what stage of life the mu'min is in, from the child to an adolescent, to a young adult, to a middle age, to an older person, the date palm gives you fruits throughout the year. It's green throughout the year. It will benefit throughout the year. So too the mu'min. Yes, there are cycles that the fruits are different, but the date palm is beneficial throughout the year, and it is a symbol of life throughout the year. So too the mu'min will be beneficial throughout his life. As well, one of the tabi'un said that the symbolism of green, he said, is the answering of dua, mustajabud dua, that the dua of the believer will always be answered, like the life of the date palm is always there. So the mu'min, when he calls out to Allah, the dua will always be answered. This is yet another symbolism of the tree and of the mu'min. And of course, even the date palm, when the date palm dies, when the date palm is basically cut off from its roots, even then the date palm is used. The date palm is used down to the last element. Nothing of the date palm was thrown away by the people of Medina. They would use everything. Even the leaves would be used for their roofs. And there was a part of the stalk that would be used to feed their livestock. And the trunk would be used for their houses. Each and every element of the date palm would be beneficial in life and in death. So too the mu'min has a positive legacy in life and in death. Even when the believer leaves this world, the knowledge they leave behind, the impact they leave behind, the people that they've changed, the sadaqah that they've given, all of that will be a legacy even in their death, as they were a legacy in their life. And so this is one of the most beautiful metaphors and symbols that Allah gives of iman and of the kalima tayyiba being a beautiful tree. And of course, trees are of different sizes. Iman is of different sizes. And trees need to be nourished. Iman needs to be nourished. And the water of the tree is the water of iman, that is the Quran and the Sunnah. And you have to read the Quran and follow the sunnah for that water to be seeped in. And like trees, there are weeds that attack it. And the weeds that attack iman are the weeds we call sins. The more sins we have, they will take the nutrients from the tree and they're going to destroy, maybe even destroy that tree. If we allow too many weeds, if we don't take care of that tree and we have too many weeds, then the tree withers away, and the weeds of our iman are those that we call sins, major and minor. So the more sins we have, the more our tree will be damaged. Therefore, if we want to have a beautiful tree, we had better water it as much as we can with our good deeds. We had better show it the sunlight of the Quran, because Allah calls the Quran a nur. It is a light. It is a beautiful light. And the Quran is the light to our iman. So we water the tree with our deeds. We show it the light of the Quran, and we clear the weeds away of our evil deeds. When we do this, the tree will flourish and grow larger and larger. And as it grows taller and larger, so too our ranks will be raised in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfect our imans. And we'll continue talking about the analogy of iman in the Quran and Sunnah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.